Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So maybe it's right there on your board. Here we go.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's July 10th, 2021. We all survived 4th of July. I'm here with my co-host, Todd Kunin, and Chris, our director and tech person, and our producer today, Cal Hunter's out, and so is Denise Dirks. We welcome you. If you want to call in, you call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. We'd like to welcome KGDC, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, and 102.3 FM, Walla Walla, Washington, and KHSS, 100.7 FM, Athena, Oregon, are our newest affiliates that just joined us. Welcome to Radio Law Talk. You are part of a wonderful family. We thank you for your we thank you for following us, right? And actually, let's see, General Manager Rod Fazari, thank you for putting us on the air. We appreciate it, man. We're just growing, right, Tom?
Absolutely, we are. We're like a teenager. You can't buy clothes for us because we keep growing out of them. There's a visual that'll stay with you all weekend.
That's exactly right. Speaking of all weekend, we're going to talk about Britney Spears' latest legal wranglings, Avenatti sentencing, Trump suing social media, tobacco lawsuit is overturned. This is a very, very interesting one. You want to hear about that one? American Pickers, Mike Wolf, we're going to talk about him. Tesla's being sued again. We're going to talk about that. We got a lot more other than that. This is a 3-hour show. We're 9 to noon Pacific time. Every Saturday, we love to be here to talk to you about Radio Law Talk. Like a producer said one time, that sounds a little boring. This is not boring. This is the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes, right? Sometimes informative show on earth. But just remember, this is the most important thing. We're second only to the alien shows.
Absolutely.
The alien shows, when you're driving in Nevada late at night, right? And you're cruising and you start breaking down, it starts clunking and you're kind of off to the side of the road and this, and you got to pull off into this you know, little road that turns into dirt, and the next thing you know, it rains and lightning. That's the time to listen to those alien movies. That is the best time.
The only reason I disagree with you on that, Fred, yeah, that's the time when you turn off the lights and now you become the subject of a future alien movie, because, hey, you're out there in the middle of nowhere. You may very well be abducted.
That's the way to do it.
You know,
but we are only second to those shows. Those shows are the coolest in the world. I used to listen to those when I drive to college late at night.
I was almost abducted. They came down right into the room. The ceiling parted, and they said, "Oh, you got cats?"
Yeah.
And that was it. They left me alone.
It was a beautiful, beautiful person, and then you woke up, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember, we talk about general topics of law. We're seek local counsel. We're not giving any legal advice. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can read our, what, Todd? What can they read?
We can read the disclaimers. I say that word, and I start to already fall asleep. But, yes, you can read the disclaimers and find out what we are saying and how our information is to be taken, and, more importantly, how it is not to be taken.
You know what? I had 4th of July. We're going to talk really quickly about 4th of July. You know, I had a wonderful time out of 4th of July at one of my kids' house, I have grandkids. I'm an old guy. You're the younger guy, so you don't have grandkids yet. And it was really cool. They like had bounce houses. They had slides. They had the fire department there. They shut off closed off the road. And it's just these neighbors doing this, and everyone's shooting fireworks off. And what a great time. What a great time to celebrate our wonderful country. Again, we always say this. We're politically neutral here at Radio Law Talk. That's why everybody likes to carry it, because there's no issue of, oh, this is conservative radio, this is liberal radio, this is Radio Law Talk. We're going to argue both sides. But here's the most important thing is we always say, look, we believe there's differences, but the best thing is we just agree to disagree and move on. And the United States is the best thing out there. Even though it's imperfect and it has issues, it's the best thing out there, right?
Absolutely. Now. You know,
there's got to be a kitty bump for that one, though. Wait a minute, Chris. There's got to be a kitty bump, man. You're bad on your kitty bump. We got our new guy. He's not doing his kitty bump.
Uh-oh.
Do your kitty bump, man. Where's the kitty bump?
Your points for you.
Okay, you can do that one, whatever. So we're going to what did you do for 4th of July really quick before we move on?
Well, I did a baseball game.
That's right.
So I do.
You're announcer.
I do play-by-play for baseball.
And, for minor league baseball,
yeah,
right?
And we had a ball game on the 4th. We had a ball game on the 3rd. We had a ball game on the 2nd. So it was a busy weekend, but wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Chris, you know, the most important thing you do is why don't you just set us up for the case or no case. On those of you who are new, case or no case is something that everybody comes here for, and it is our producer trying to stump the lawyers on a case. We got to tell them whether it's a real case or a fake case, and if it's a real case, what the outcome is. Ready to roll? Do you have like that little promo to roll it or not?
Yeah, I've got the opener right here.
Go ahead, open it. Let's see it.
Ooh,
you got it now, buddy.
Case or no case.
All right, case or no case. Here we go. Tell me about it.
And now, case or no case. Jane Stout was a high school senior, Raging River High, Dothan, Alabama. It was senior picture time. He went to Eschenbach Photography and got some pictures taken. When it was time to get the pictures, James picked them up, and he realized that in the background were the two words, sunrise, sunset. And James was a highly recruited defensive back. So when he sent out his picture with his recruiting package, he got back a letter from a Brady Jasper, a first-year legal student. Jasper told Stout his picture was acceptable for the football spring guide, or unacceptable for the football spring guide, because it had a copyrighted phrase in it. And could he take another one? Of course, Jasper had nothing to do with the copyright. He just wanted to make trouble for a jock football player, whom he despised because he was a jock. Stout decided to draw a line in the sand. The football player Stout drew a line in the sand. Jasper thought that the Stout matter would make a perfect case in mock court first semester. So he went to his professor and asked him, case or no case?
Ooh, how much time we got? How much time do we have?
We have got about 2.5 minutes.
Oh, I don't know.
I think there's plenty of time to ruminate back and forth, but maybe not give the answer. Oh, I start? I think, well,
Chris, who do you want to start?
If I say Chris, who starts, and you've already said Todd starts, guess who's starting?
I think Todd's starting.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
suck up. Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, so...
Copyright law.
Well, the thing is I could absolutely see some knucklehead wannabe law student doing this to a jock just to mess with him, to play around. So I will say that, look, all of this is absolutely true, but it never materialized into a case. It's an interesting scenario. All of that is very interesting, but it never made it to being a case. That's my answer, and I'm sticking by it. So I'm going no case.
You're going no case.
That's right.
Okay.
Does that mean it's my turn, Chris?
Well, you're the only other one here.
Wait, there's not somebody sitting across from me? Holy Toledo, I need to change my beverage.
Yeah, this is how bad Chris is. He's so new. This is sponsored by Strauss Naturals. We love Strauss Naturals, by the way, our sponsor of Case or No Case today.
Oh, well, that's not on my paper.
Okay, well, I guess you don't get paid for that part.
I guess not, yeah.
Anyway, Strauss Naturals, we appreciate them. They're one of our sponsors of this whole show. Anyway, I want to talk about this being one of Cal's typical made-up scenarios that he was sitting on the toilet and thinking about, and he was scribbling on a piece of toilet paper everything about this case. So what I'm going to say is it's a cool scenario, but it is not a case for the following reasons. Cal has nothing better to do. That's why he's not here. He just wanted to make fun of it. And I'm going to get some points over you, Todd. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the answer. Did you say no case?
I said no case.
Oh, I guess we're going to get it on Denise. We're going to talk about the answer from Chris. And then what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Britney Spears. Man, there's some things going on about Britney Spears. We're going to talk about behind the scenes, what it's like to be her lawyer. We're not her lawyer, but we know what it's like because we've handled similar cases. Actually, Denise has them. She's not here. We'll be back after this. Don't forget Strauss Naturals.
segment of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
800-238-9182. Is this real life? Not really.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Yeah, Chris drinks his coffee in the morning, and I have the diet soda that has caffeine in it so I can stay, you know, going full tilt. And I forgot, though, I usually try not to do that because you have to kind of burp during the time. So I'm doing everything I can to stay burp-free for the whole three-hour show. This is Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio. We are going to finish up on Case or No Case, where Chris was using a case from Cal Hunter's little playbook that's about an individual that is a star football player, and he used for his recruitment some song as part of a video or some sort, and this law student decided to say, hey, you can't do that. Is that right?
No, well, he had he used his high school photo from his senior year, and the photo had a copyrighted phrase on the background.
All right. So we both said it's a scenario but not a case. And, Todd, you're in charge of keeping the points, right, now that Denise is gone?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we said that, and yes, I am.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, well, according to Cal, Jasper made up some mock court papers, and Stout got them and said, okay, let's try this in mock courts. Well, actually, he didn't. No case.
Yes, it was a made-up one. Where's the clapping? We need clapping. You got to get some clapping. You don't know where to... There we go. There we go.
Caught it at the end. All right.
All right, that's good. Clapping. All right, so it is a made-up case. That's what we do here, case or no case. Some of them are actually real, and some are very interesting, and some aren't so interesting. And that one was semi-interesting.
Hey, did you go into the Cal Hunter vault for that case?
No, he emailed these to me himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to make sure you...
I didn't get to choose.
Yeah. I just want to make sure you didn't take your own life into your own hands going into the vault. You know, you never know what you're going to see down there.
Nice to have there.
Speaking of vaults, let's talk about Britney Spears.
Oh, my.
Look, I was just saying during the break, and we are here for the hour number one on Fireside, the app. We are, and we're still going to be pushing that out a little bit slowly because we're still booming here on our terrestrial radio. And thank you for all of our followers on radio and those online at radiolawtalk.com listening to us. But Brittany is okay. She made that statement. The statement that she made, and I'm not going to go through the whole statement, was about 25-30 minutes long. And she, right now, she's in a conservatorship. And what a conservatorship is this is like telling everybody, like the whole world knows this. She's believes at one time she had problems handling her personal affairs and her money, right? So the court, you know, puts people in charge, and her dad's been in charge for quite some time, and the court over time has put in, you know, put different people involved to help as part of that financial group, you know, came on as conservator to help watch her financials. She's got a manager, she's got an assistant, blah, 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 right? So she makes this 30-minute, basically, chit-chat with the judge as they do a motion to remove the father as one of the conservators, right? And then she, in essence, slams her lawyer, slams a number of individuals, or I'm not going to say that she wasn't right or wrong. I'm not saying right or wrong because we don't know. But the point is she basically laid out the things that she felt that they did wrong, right, or wronged her. What's the problem with that when that starts happening?
Well, you know, there's people that you directly attack in that she did in terms of her statement, and then there are people that are indirectly attacked by not only the statement that she made, but the means by which it was published to the public, which I have an issue with. But the net result of that is, well, there are a lot of people that support Britney Spears. There are a lot of fans of the whole Free Britney movement and everything.
Right.
If she comes out saying that there are allegations, and she makes the allegations that these could be as much as high enough to be criminal activity, well, first off, you have a huge security concern for everybody that is referenced in her statement. Everybody that's referenced in that statement is now going to start getting hate mail. They're going to start getting stuff coming to them. Everybody wanting to support Britney, all of her fans. So, number one, security concern. Number two, people that have been appointed that have a legal function are now going to find
conflict. Well,
conflict because you're coming after me. right? So there's a conflict of interest there with her attorneys and with her conservators. Those folks have to get out, and they got to get new folks in if the conservatorship continues.
Right.
And so she's created a huge conflict of interest with her entire team representing her.
Well, an alleged conflict of interest, but that's, you know, but the fact that she said that, or said some stuff. So first thing is her longtime manager, Larry Rudolph, who is also Aerosmith's manager,
that's
is that right? Said, "I'm officially out and I'm done," and walked away because I think she said a few things about him. He's been with her since 1995.
He has pretty much guided her career from the beginning. Another reason that he gave for saying that he is retiring and getting out is he has heard he's quick to note that Britney Spears has not told him this directly, but that he has heard and he believes that she is on the cusp of officially retiring from the entertainment industry.
Right.
So he says, well, there'd be no reason for me to be here if I have to represent a star that or a performer that no longer wants to perform. That's what he's saying.
Well, let's back up. So the judge here, before we get into all that, this is the melee that happened after the statement. Just so you know, the judge denied her request to remove her father. By the way, so the request was denied. Basically, you know, the judge is going to be able to kind of put whoever, I guess, make a different team, or he's not, but not necessarily kick people off. She wants to kick off. At least that's my understanding. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a two-phased request. The request to have her father removed as conservator actually occurred, I believe, in late last year, and the judge said no, but they appointed a co-conservatorship.
Right.
And then we had the hearing coming up in that just happened.
Right.
In June, where she says, look, I want the conservatorship to end.
And he said no. And
she says, I want the conservatorship to end without having to be reevaluated. But her attorney, after that hearing, said, well, that's what she wants, but Britney has not told me to file a petition to end the conservatorship.
Right.
That's just what came up in this hearing. So we still got a couple of things to talk about with this, but you know, the way this went down, it's kind of tough.
We're going to be back after this. We're going to talk more about Britney and the latest of who's dropping off the ship. We'll be back after this. I'm Fred Penny, your host, Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They'll have you looking sharp.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-DEBT.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S. reporting over 20,000 new COVID cases a day for 4 days in a row for the first time since May. This as the CDC announces it's recommending all students K through 12 return to the classroom. The CDC saying yesterday students benefit from in-person learning and safely returning to in-person instruction in the fall 2021 is a priority. You can see the recommendations at cdc.gov. Meanwhile, Pfizer announcing this week its COVID vaccine may be losing its effectiveness in preventing the virus. The company says it'll seek emergency use authorization for a booster shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci being asked if people need booster shots.
Right now, they don't. We feel that ultimately, at some point, we may need a boost as the durability of the response wanes. But we don't know that right now, and we don't know when that will be. But we are certainly in the process of trying to find out.
Fauci on ABC News yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rugby is gone again? Oh, come on.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
The number one radio show with the best kitty bumps in the whole world, Radio Law Talk. No kitty bumps better than RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm absolutely serious about that. So we're back to Brittany. And we were talking during the break at the people at our wonderful fireside. I'm going to do a shout-out for Ariel. Man, huh? Hey, we shouted somebody out.
Yeah.
Heard nationwide in maybe 100 shows, 100 radio stations. Look. This is what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about why we think as lawyers everybody's jumping ship. Todd, why is it that people are starting to jump ship? Not just because they're saying, you know, it's funny, we're kind of reading between the lines, and as you say, you know, reading the tea leaves. But the minute something is said about a lawyer, about, you know, a financial advisor or something, there's the potential, not that there is, of a conflict of interest. So what's the first thing they do? We're jumping ship, right? Jumping ship. And so now her manager's jumping ship after 25 years of taking care of her, and now her lawyer's jumping ship. And that's the lawyer that was standing right next to her during this hearing, correct?
Absolutely. This was a hearing that happened via online. It was a video appearance. And so when Britney Spears made her statement, she was ostensibly at the lawyer's office appearing via video conference with the judge. And it's interesting, because I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but I have to assume that at some point in time in the future, the judge, if she hasn't done so already, is going to say, who recorded that and how did it get leaked to the public? because you're not supposed to record judicial proceedings without the court's permission. And it's pretty clear from that recording that that wasn't somebody recording the Zoom conference. That recording was made, because you can hear the device being moved around. It was made, it sounds like, in the same room that Britney Spears, when he made that recording. And if I'm her lawyer...
Well, we're not saying that it's there. We don't know where it was recorded, but you're saying it's interesting.
That's what it sounds like, right. Is that it was recorded there. And if I'm her lawyer, my question is, either I know the recording was made or I don't, but I don't believe there was permission from the court, and that gets out. That's going to reflect poorly on me. So, one, you've done something that gets me in hot water just by getting the recording out there.
But we're not saying that she did. We don't
obviously, we're not saying, repeatedly, we're not saying that that's what happened, but that is a concern. It's a thought and a concern. And then the second thing is, if the tenor of your statement, Ms. Spears' statement, is to say, essentially, my conservatorship is being mismanaged, and you start pointing the fingers at all of the different actors that you believe are mismanaging your conservatorship, and the guy sitting right next to you who's your lawyer is one of those on that list that you're mentioning, well, that's going to be pretty hard for that person to continue representing you.
Well, especially when she says on the statement, sitting next to her lawyer, you know, and she's basically was a little bit critical of what he was doing, and then said, you know, I'd like to hire a lawyer of my choice. Can you see the lawyer? You're sitting there, the lawyer going, but you know, it was written out, I guess. So I don't know.
She was reading it.
She was reading it. So I don't know if he knew that or not, but I'm sure he just said, go ahead. And I'm sure he's looking there going, all right. And so he has now stepped away, her attorney, and filed the papers. There's papers you have to file to step away
as
the conservator's attorney, the conservatee's attorney. And, so he's stepping away. Don't forget, last week, her financial advisor, which was, I can't remember the name of the company, Bessemer Trust, they walked away and said, we're done. And well, they filed the paperwork to be relieved.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people in watching TV and listening to the news reports, a lot of people initially were very critical of her attorney in the sense, why would you let your client make a statement like that? Why would you allow that to happen? And, well, the fact of the matter is, first, she's got a right to make a statement. She is allowed to make a statement at a hearing like that. She's allowed to address the court. And, Fred, I'm sure in your legal career you've had this. I've had this in my legal career where you can give your client all the legal advice and what's the best course of action. You can do that until you're blue in the face. And some people, they just want to do what they want to do.
That's right.
And you reach the point where you say, all right, go ahead, make your statement.
Make sure you do an email and say, I've advised you not
to do this. I've covered all of my bases. But if you want to make that statement, have at it, and we'll just let the chips fall where they may. And if he read the statement beforehand, look, if I was her attorney and I read that statement beforehand before she made it, I know before she even starts making that statement that I'm going to have to get out of this case.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. The father is actually saying that there's some issues, too. He's saying that there's too much money spent for the 24/7 security for the entourage, for basically some of the conservators, right? They're actually saying there's $50,000 a month on security for an individual by the name of Jody Montgomery. And that Jody Montgomery is one of the executors of some sort. It's just amazing what is going on here with Britney and the amount of money being spent, and yet she's still financially doing pretty good.
Yeah, she's not hurting. The people that were responsible for taking care of her finances, they did a good job in the sense that she appears to have more money at this point in the conservatorship after, what, 13 years than she had when it started.
Right.
And, I do think the one point that Britney Spears raised in all of this that I thought is a valid point is this. Her argument, how is it that I can be responsible for the payroll of so many people? How is it that I go and I work all the time and I'm responsible for all of these people's essentially livelihoods because I employ all of them? I'm the one signing the fronts of the check, and these people are all signing the back of the check to cash it, right? How is it that I am able to do that while at the same time legally unable to care for myself, to take care of myself, to do things. And look, she makes a point with that.
And have no say who's I can hire or not hire, right? Or they're being paid too much.
I mean, you get back at what conservatorships are typically for. You know, grandma has Alzheimer's disease. She's got an estate. She can't make decisions for herself. Things are very tough. A conservator is appointed to help manage her estate because mentally she is incapacitated, can't do it. It's grandpa. It's an uncle. It's a child who has suffered a debilitating injury, and the parents have to take care of the child for the rest. There are a whole host of people that are legitimately and severely incapacitated.
Right.
And a similar idea was used here to get the conservatorship over Britney Spears. I think her argument is, I'm not in that class anymore.
Well, here's the question I have for you, Todd. When we have to get a conservatorship for you, what do you want us to do with the cats?
Oh, well, don't leave them in the same room with me, because after like a day or two of me not moving, they'll just view me as a meal.
Todd has kitties.
Yeah, he has kitties. What are we going to do with them, Todd? They're your best friends. What were their names again?
I don't know. But by the time that happens, unless it happens, you know, I got enough money to last me the rest of my life as long as I die next Tuesday. So, you know,
I got to pull away from that.
They'll fend for themselves. My kids will take care of them.
Okay.
They'll deal with it.
The kids will take care of them. Just don't. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they're good.
Okay, we'll do that. So, you know, Michael Avenatti, right? Michael Avenatti is an attorney. By the way, he flew a jet. It was a Honda jet he used to have. I remember when this first all came down, he had his own Honda jet, which is actually a pretty cool jet. They would fly around. And there are so many different cases going on against him. This is the Nike one we're talking about, where the allegations were that he was extorting money from Nike, and the FBI got involved, and he pled. Oh no, he's found guilty.
He's found guilty.
Pled. That's right. He's got two more coming up. The one with Stormy Daniels.
That's right.
And another one in California where some of his clients are claiming that, or the. The bar, or his clients, and or clients are claiming that he pilfered some funds.
That's right.
So he's got two separate cases coming there. This guy's in trouble, and so the issue is what's he going to? He's been in jail up in New York for quite some time during the pandemic, and tried to get out, couldn't get out, and then finally was able to get out. They let him out for a short time for the pandemic, and so he didn't sit there the whole time in jail. My understanding, he got out toward the end, didn't he? Isn't that correct?
I'm not sure about that,
I thought he did. For a short time he did. And so the argument occurs is what's his time going to be, and what's his sentence? Now, Todd, as a former prosecutor and as a criminal attorney, how does that work? I mean, this was for quite some time ago that he was convicted, and yet just now they're just getting around to determining his sentence. To me, that just is kind of interesting. It takes that long to do that. Now, I know there's pandemic issues, right? But when we come back from the break, I want you to talk about a little bit about, you know, how the process works once they're convicted, how long it usually takes for them to get their sentence, and then we're going to talk about his sentencing and really how much real time he's going to be doing. So we're going to be back right after this. I'm Frederick Penny, your host. This is Radio Law Talk. Put your seatbelts on. I always say buckle up and tighten that strap. We'll be right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. You better listen to us.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Talking about Michael Avenatti, and we've got a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, and now with his own criminal practice, Todd Kunin. Todd, tell us how that works. Is it, you know, the judge is going to sentence Michael Avenatti, and this is in New York, correct?
It's a federal case out of New York.
In New York. Yes. And so what's happening is he's already been convicted February 2020, right?
Yes.
And then now he's just getting his sentence. What if the judge says, okay, I'm only going to give you 6 months, yet he spent a year in prison? How does that, why is it, I know there's a COVID situation here, so ignore COVID. Talk about that second, but how does it normally work?
So typically after a person is found guilty, they plead guilty in a serious case like this. There's a lot of reports that the judge is going to have done by probation, by investigators to come in and the idea here is what's the appropriate sentence. And if a person is looking at a long prison term, so for example, what my Avenatti was charged with, convicted of, he was looking at a prison sentence under federal sentencing guidelines anywhere from like 108 to 135 months. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And the prosecution was asking for the upper term of that probation, of that sentence range. And a judge can deviate from that. If it looks like somebody is going to get a long time, like, it's not that there isn't a rush to sentence him, but any amount of time they stay in custody, that's going to count against the time that they would ultimately do. So if you're sentenced to 5 years and it takes a year to get you in sentencing, by the time you're sentencing, you have a year of credit against your sentence. And so that's one thing. Avenatti's lawyers were arguing for sentencing to say, yeah, he served some time in custody, and then he may have been out of custody released because of the pandemic. And so what they were essentially asking the court to do is say, why don't you sentence him to what's called time served, which means sentence him to whatever he's done up until now. That would be the amount of time that he has to do. So after you impose the sentence and put him on probation, he's essentially free to leave because he will have already accrued enough time. That's very common in sentencing. In this case here, well, obviously the judge fell somewhere in the middle. They didn't, the judge did not go the upper term of 108 to 135 months, nor did the judge say, well, okay, we'll just let him go time served for what he's done up till now. He was sentenced to 30 months. That's 2.5 years that he's going to have to do in prison, and I think that they do that. He has to do 85% of that.
Does he get credit for what he already did?
He will get credit for what he has already done, so subtract the amount of time he was in custody up to that point from the remaining from what he's sentenced to, and he'll have to do the remaining balance.
And this
that.
Is on the Nike case. He's still That's got right. two more cases coming up against him.
That's correct. Two more cases in different jurisdictions. Now, look, sometimes when somebody gets sentenced to federal prison, the subsequent cases that are coming up, well, those tend to resolve at times where it's like, okay, if you plead, we'll do this, we'll run your time concurrent with the time you're doing in your federal case. So while he's sitting in prison doing his 2.5 years in the Nike case, for example, let's say he's sentenced to 2 years in another case, if they run it concurrent, now he's racking up time for both cases at the same time.
Got it.
So
got
he
it.
Would he would be, as opposed to being consecutive where they're stacked back to back.
So not a fun time for him. And he actually got up there and you know, just fell on the sword and said, you know, I've ruined my life. I've messed up. And because don't forget, there's issues. And I've heard people bring up, well, wait a minute, why is he being convicted for being a lawyer and trying to trounce on the defendant on behalf of his client? Well, it's the way it was. It happened. And there was issues about, you know, putting tweets out about it. Is that not correct? There's
yeah,
a lot of issues there.
The issue here was, it's one thing when you negotiate. It's another thing, and what he was alleged to have done, what they proved in court, was to say to Nike, you reach an agreement, a settlement with my client to the tune of whatever it was, $50 million or whatever the amount was. If you don't, look, Nike has a market cap in the billions, right? And if you don't reach this agreement with my client, then I'm going to go on the internet because people follow me, and I'm going to destroy. I'm going to reduce
right.
the
that's
market
different
cap.
That's different than negotiations.
And that's where the allegations came, and the jury ultimately said, nah, you know, that's extortion. That goes beyond the pale of negotiations.
Well, see, this is my understanding. And again, I may be wrong, but I've been wrong before, but it's rare. The basketball coach that he represented, they told him to pay $1.5 million, right? But yet he said, for us attorneys, pay us $12 million. You know, it's like, wait a minute. I thought, like, don't you just get paid a percentage?
what he was telling Nike was, tell you, settle with the basketball coach for this, and then hire us to come in and do an investigation to handle where there might be other problems. He wanted to actually get in there and do that. Was part of the allegations that were against
crazy.
Him. And look, that just went far beyond your negotiations, arguably put him in a conflict of interest with his client. If in the middle of trying to negotiate one case with a proposed defendant, he's also trying to negotiate a business deal on his own for his firm.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
so,
just a little bit of
an just a smidge of a problem there.
Well, we only
him.
Have a little bit of time left until the top of the hour, but I want to get into the Trump big tech lawsuit. There's not a lot to talk about here. Everyone wants to talk about this. We have people, oh, you got to talk about this, you got to talk about this. There's two important things you have to understand. Don't forget, there's a lot of issues when it comes down to private businesses and the government. You have to separate them. And obviously, I know what Trump's lawyers are saying, but Trump is suing big tech, saying that, now, by the way, on a side note, we've talked about big tech's also being sued by the government and saying that, they're violating the Sherman Act and basically that there's a monopoly going on. Right?
Well, and actually that lawsuit was dismissed.
Without prejudice.
So we'll see what they file to try to change the lawsuit. But as they worded the lawsuit,
right,
the judge says, yeah, you don't have a cause of action.
But without prejudice means they gave him until, I think, the end of July to resubmit. So it's like, okay, what you've written down so far is not good enough to overcome what's called a demur or the beginning. And so they threw it out. And they, well, demur, a federal court calls it different things. But basically they threw it out with the option to go back in and resubmit it, you know, by the end of July. So, but that's going on. So the government even itself is saying, you know, big tech, you've got a little bit of, you know, too much strength or power. That's what they're trying. But this one, Trump is saying, you kicked me off Twitter, Instagram, whatever. He's going after all of them that kicked him off the platform after the, whatever that was, January 6th, thing at the Capitol. So
yep.
Here's what's going on. Todd and I are just going to get it because this is going to go on for a while. You know, and I've read all types of articles on this, and it's so funny how they're all like, you know, this is the stupidest, you know. You can see the right and the left write it completely different, but we're down the middle, and we're going to tell it like it is. Like it is it's more difficult as a private business to sue and say that they can't. In other words, Facebook's a private business, Instagram, private business, so is, you know, Twitter. And they've got more leeway than the government does. And in this case, I think it's going to be difficult for Trump to try to find that there's a constitutional issue here. Now, there's two things that I heard his attorney say, well, they're a pseudo-government. That's the one thing they're going to argue. And you're going to get mention another issue and argument in a second here that they got to overcome. But then they've got the Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act, which basically protected these tech companies from being sued for being able to, you know, look at the content and say, you know, that's inappropriate, right? So, you know, people argue, well, who says they're the police, what's appropriate and not appropriate? They become so big, you know, that they're kind of dictating what goes on.
Well, the issue under 230 here is essentially 230 said that if you are just the medium by which other people say things, so you're the third parties make content and they post it to Facebook, Facebook isn't going to be liable for the stuff that's posted. If it's other people posting, you don't have any control over it.
Right.
That is what they say. The argument here is that the big tech companies are destroying their protections, their own protections under 230 by coming in and now censoring that conduct, that content that comes from a third party.
Exactly.
And if they just keep hands off and let people, look, we're just providing a platform for people to speak. We don't have any say over what they say or how they say it or anything. If that's what they do, then 230 protects them. This lawsuit says, yeah, now that you're censoring content and banning people because of what they say and all this kind of stuff, you don't have the protections of 230 anymore.
Right.
And so that's where it comes in. And then we've also got, you know, like you said, the First Amendment issue. In a nutshell, First Amendment only protects people from having the government come in and suppress your speech. These tech companies are private entities, and they are not governmental entities, so they're not subject to the constitutional prohibitions. That's going to be an argument.
And we had that. We talked about those cases about the employees of a Houston hospital that they're requiring them to get the vaccination shots, and the government basically said, they're a private institution. If they want to require that for their private company, then they have the right to do that. That's not a government entity. So,
absolutely.
Hey, the first hour has been great. We appreciate you being here. I'm with Todd Kuhnen, my co-host. We're having a great time. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We'll be back hour number two, and we have hour number three. Hang on. We're going to put deodorant on and have some breath mints. We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.